Hello and welcome to another edition of the Students Era podcast. Today on this week's edition, we have Aria Saria. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. So happy to be
here. First of all, thanks again for your time. Could you start by telling the audience a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So, hi guys, my name is Aira Iba. I'm from Spain. I'm 25 years old, living in UAE, and a student in Al Falah University.
Okay, fantastic. Can you just give us a little bit of background? I mean, like, how did you end up in the UAE?
Sure. So, I came to UAE in 2016. I got a job offer through Fly Emirates, so I've been working for them as a cabin crew flight attendant for 3 years and a few months, and at the same time, I was studying at university, so working and studying at the same time, but the main reason to go to it was a job offer, yeah.
Okay. Generally, you know, students come here and then look for work afterwards, or work during to supplement and, you know, fill in their education. How was your path a little bit different? And how has your relationship been with your students or your fellow peers been, you know, working first, coming to UAE as a career first, and then becoming a student afterwards?
So the thing, it was like, to be honest, I don't think many people will come to UAE just following the student path, you know. Mostly they come for work. My idea, it was just like cabin crew is not it's not a career for life. It's just a job for a period of time, for a few years, and that's all. So I realized I really need a backup, something else that support me once I quit and I really want to get another job or a better quality of life here in UAE. So that's why I decided to study at the same time. Yeah, it was a bit hard at the beginning, to be honest, but it's okay. It's just like something that I really wanted to do and motivate me a lot. And to be honest, yeah, I did it in the opposite way, because normally you study, you finish your studies and then you work. I worked and then I decided to study. So it was a bit in a reverse way, but I don't regret anything. I'm really happy I took that decision, and I guess it could help me in my future because I already have the experience. No, normally the fresh graduates they are stuck or a bit in trouble because they don't have that experience. So yeah.
Okay. All right. So if we can go like a little bit back further, what part of Spain are you from?
So I'm from the northwest, a small city called La Coruña in Galicia.
Okay. All right, for sure. And I mean, Dubai is just, you know, has a reputation of being very diverse and whatnot, and, you know, metropolitan. How is that compared to your hometown?
Well, it's totally different. You know, in Spain, we have a really good quality of life and so easy, like so nice. But UAE is a land of opportunities, you know, like if you want to really be someone and get to have something good in future, you need to go out from your comfort zone. So living in UAE is totally different of my home country, but I'm really happy and I feel like home here. So, yeah.
Okay. What type of student were you growing up?
What you mean?
Did you have like a certain interest as far as like leaning towards math or language or comprehension? And maybe you could just give us a little bit about like what's the education system like in Spain? Like,
well, it's just like it's cheaper than here, of course.
Okay.
It's everything, like most of the universities are public, and the ones that are private, they are not that much expensive though, and the quality is really good. So So yeah, I could study there, to be honest, but because just I was here and I got the job offer and everything, so it's like, okay, I'm gonna do it in the same time. So it's totally different. The way of teaching, the everything is totally different. So yeah.
Okay. All right. Your career has a lot to do with has a lot to do with people skills and whatnot. When you were younger and you were, you know, still trying to figure out what a career was, did you envision something working with people? I mean, like the degree you're working on now
is something that's really people focused. I did, because my personality is like really outgoing. It's so open up. So yeah, and actually I started working as a flight attendant when I was 18 in a Spanish airline. So I really knew what I wanted from the beginning since I was small. So yeah, so I'm just following my dream or my goal or my, yeah. So I knew that like customer service and being in touch with people and everything, it was my strength. So I just made it like my way of life.
Okay. All right, yeah. For sure. So as you're working, maybe you can just give us a little bit of glimpse into like, what attracted you to the UAE, and then maybe like adapting like your first couple of months, and you said you came 4 years ago, like what was the adaptation like, and how did you go about to find Alpha Law was a good fit for you?
So actually I had the UAE in my mind since long time ago, like even before I got the job opportunity here. So I decided to come on holidays to have an idea of what it's gonna be like living here and everything. I was like around 15 days with my family and everything, so I got like kind of a preview of what it will be. It was so easy to adapt because I really wanted to come, you know, it wasn't just something that came up or something, no. It wasn't difficult at all to settle down here, or because people is so friendly. I felt so welcomed. Things are so easy here. The food is amazing, the culture, like I didn't have any issue in adapting or something. No, not at all.
Okay.
So it was pretty easy for me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's great. When you decided on Alpha Law, like how did the time management skill like play into your education? I mean, you know, coming from a career where you're, you know, constantly on the move and whatnot, like how was adjusting to that?
Well, to be honest, if I choose Al Falah University, it's because they are really flexible with the timings and they give you a lot of flexibility. Because a lot of people is working and studying at the same time as well. It's not like full-time student. So yeah, it was pretty easy for me. It was difficult to manage the timings and like flying and everything. I used to come from a flight at 2 a.m. in the morning or 6, just take a shower and go to class. If I have early class in the morning or something. So yeah, it was tough at the beginning, to be honest. Yeah, but now it's okay. Just in the, I will graduate in April, I hope so. So yeah.
Okay. Congratulations. was there a favorite, reflecting on your university, your career, university career, was there a favorite class or a favorite professor that you remember having?
To be honest, I really enjoyed the subjects that are related with my career. So I'm studying business administration in tourism and event management. So mostly the subjects related with the tourism financial analysis or events, it was, I guess there were the ones I really liked. So yeah.
Okay. And had you studied, you had mentioned how the education in Spain is good and it's at a good standard. Had you studied higher education anywhere before you'd come to UAE?
No, just high school.
Okay, all right, for sure. because I was just going to ask just about like the, you know, the class structure and stuff like that. Speaking about like diversity, because you mentioned that, you know, while the UAE isn't always the first destination necessarily for a lot of students, a lot of people, you know, do find that it accommodates students. How did you feel? Did you feel like you were able to involve yourself with like student life activities, on campus activities, or was that kind of difficult to manage, you know, with working and everything?
No, it's fine. It's just like time management. So it depends how you manage your time. You can be able to do everything and all. And to be honest, like people here are really friendly and so open. All of us, we are in the same situation. We have the same struggle while studying and everything. So yeah, I'm really happy and people here are kind of supportive and all. So yeah.
Okay. All right. Moving forward, like, what type of future do you see yourself in? You know, with the degree and the experience that you have.
Well, to be honest, I'm actually trying to figure out, but I would like to do a master as well to study international relations because I really want to stay here in UAE. So, but I want to be a link between Spain and UAE as well. Yeah. So I'm trying still to figure out how can I do that in which ways and yeah.
Okay. All right. For sure.
So yeah, it's just stay here. Yeah. So.
Right. So if there were anybody listening from Spain, what type of advice would you give to someone that was interested in coming to pursue higher education here?
I could say, to be honest, the lifestyle here is really nice. It will open a lot of doors in the future for you. But as education, either you get an international university here or just better study in Spain or any other university in Europe, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it wasn't my first time to come here to study and I couldn't choose to come to UAE to do my education, to be honest. But yeah, it just came up. It was a different situation for me.
Okay, for sure. As far as just like little stuff, I mean, like getting around, getting to and from school, you know, transportation is kind of relatively easy here. How have those type of adjustments been? Just everything around, you know, making sure that you're able to focus on your studies.
Yeah. As you said, like here, transportation is pretty easy and available everywhere. Metro, bus, taxis or whatever. For me, I have my own car and the driving license, so I don't have any problem about that. But yeah, like if you are studying in the campus here in Academic City, in Knowledge Village or any other places in Dubai, the universities, most of them, they provide transportation as well to your to the campus, like for example where I'm living and everything. So it's pretty easy and comfortable for everybody. Like you don't have even to worry about nothing. Like it's not much hassle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For anybody like that's coming to study in a language that's not maybe it's they're studying in their third language or their fourth strongest language, would you give any advice to someone that, you know, is really trying to, you know, pursue a degree in, you know, a language that's not their native tongue?
Mm-hmm. It requires a lot of effort and a lot of discipline because, for example, my university is local university, it's not international. Most of the students are local, so like half of the classes are in English and half in Arabic. So from the beginning, I just took my private classes in Arabic and I'm trying to adapt to the situation, learn the language because it will help me in many ways to feel more comfortable, to make friends, to get more close to them. And yeah, so if you are studying like in a third language or any other I think it's really good, and it's something new for you that it will help you, and to adapt and to, yeah.
Right. And so this might be a little bit of a stretch, but I've heard that Arabic and Spanish have some ties linguistically. I don't know if that helps at all.
Yeah, a lot of words in common, and it's pretty, it's pretty easy. So they are very similar, yeah.
Okay. All right. As far as just your transition, maybe a little bit more about how high school was or your years prior to studying at Alpha Law, what type of activities or student life
life events were involved in? Student life here
or back in Spain or either or.
Back in Spain, like in high school, I wasn't really, really focused on studies, to be honest. I'm not really good at it. Mm-hmm. But as a classes and everything, like they used to do a lot of sports, a lot of competitions, a lot of activities, involving the students and everything, which I don't see here, to be honest. Like, they don't do much gathering of students. They don't support much the sports or something like that, So it's just like you go to class and then you finish and, you do your life. That's all. There is no that type of gatherings or competitions or any activities that they used to do back home, for example. So yeah, that's maybe some of the stuff I miss.
Right. I think sometimes when it comes to school, I think people can get burnt out, where they're constantly in the books, and then they reach a point where they're like, I've spent a lot of time, maybe I haven't lived and really experienced things outside of the classroom that have allowed me to focus on in the classroom. Do you think, reflecting on your educational journey thus far, how do you feel your path as far as seeing education as possibly more important later on in your life, has it made you appreciate it more in a way, or compared to some of the other people you go to school with, or how is your perspective of education? Is it still a tool?
To be honest, it's just how can I say? It's just an stage in my life, but everything has to be in a you have to put everything in a balance. For me, I don't just focus on studies. I'm trying to look for a part-time job as well to fill that empty time that I have, to be active and all. So it's just I don't like when people, I see a lot of people, they just go to class and they just focus on the studies really hard. They forget to enjoy life in somehow, you can learn from other sources, not just in the classroom. It's just as well what you do outside of the class. It's the people that you meet, the contacts that you made, your hobbies even, I help you in many ways as well. I just a balance, between studies and the social life and everything. I consider myself an outdoor person, so I'm always outside and looking for opportunities and everything. Related to my students or with my studies or not, every day you learn something new and you never know where you will have an opportunity.
Of course. No, yeah, absolutely. And being outgoing and trying to, have the perspective to look for stuff
just going to the supermarket, you never know, maybe you meet someone who can offer you something or who is studying the same thing as you. It's just UAE is a land of opportunities, so I would like to encourage all the students here to just think out of the box and see what they have in front of their eyes,
Okay. I know this might be a little tough to do, but if you had to summarize what you've learned as far as in the classroom the last 4 years, can you tell us a little bit about what you've been studying and just kind of summarize us, just the ins and outs. I feel and correct me if I'm wrong, but with a major like the one that you're studying, it's not maybe not as concrete as a science or a math, and maybe some people
it's not that hard that as you said, like maybe as studying an engineer degree or something like that. It's more about how can I say, like techniques, you know, like know the basic things and then how to apply it in real life, no? How to use that. But it's not just like a knowledge that you will study and then you will memorize and keep it in your, no. It's just like the way you do things. It's just more, as I said, the techniques and the basic things, the main ideas, and then apply it in, yeah.
Okay. So if there was like one rule that you would tell people that were interested in studying your field, what would you tell them? Like the golden rule about what you learned?
To be honest, it's just love what you do. If you really love to study tourism, just go for it and focus on that and be 100% on that, you know, like it's not just the studies, it's just how you manage the things, how you, how you talk to people, how you, for example, see, I'm studying tourism, but I know this country even more than Spain, you know, like I've been almost everywhere. I get interested into what they have, what they don't have, the offers, everything. Why? Because I'm studying tourism, no? So you should just not just the theory, if not as well, the practical side as well. So, yeah.
Do you think that you can make a career in tourism and event management if you're more introverted?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. But we'll see what future brings.
Okay. All right. Without a doubt. For anyone, do you have any like final, like wrapping up words of advice to students who are a little uncomfortable? Maybe, you know, they're going into their fall semester, not really sure about what to expect. If you could just rewind and give a little insight about how you adapted, or just give some just general pointers or words of wisdom to someone that's about to go into higher education, what would you tell them?
First of all, see, it's a really tough decision. I think one of the most complicated in life, like when you just left high school. In the high school, they don't teach us what, they don't show us what is going to be university or high degree. We are not sure about what we want, what we like, because we don't have previous experience. Just they tell you to study this and we have to do it. So just like, first of all, figure out what you want, what you are good at. And then try to choose your degree in a way that you think you can make a life out of it, you know. Not just study, like not just study because of getting a degree, if not just looking forward to your future, like what you want to be, like really studying this, it will help me to get that. But I think this you just have to figure out by yourself.
Right.
It's not easy.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, like a lot of people, they study something and then they work in a totally different field because they don't like what they study, or because they were pushed by them, their parents or society or whatever, like you have to be a doctor or lawyer or, you know, so it's just like at the end of the day, you're going to spend half of your life in your work. So just be wise and choose whatever you really love.
Perfect. I think that's very valid advice. Yeah, absolutely. And very straightforward and very, very honest advice. Thank you again for your time. We appreciate you. Thanks again for coming on the podcast. And
thank you.
All right. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.